When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
The Skrulls are a formidable villain, making their way to cinemas in Captain Marvel 2018. But
are you being paid by Captain Marvel to...
Did you know, Mason? Oh. I'm in the middle of a paid bit. Do you mind?
Okay, right, sure. Carry
on. No, this is not paid. This is not the first time the Skrulls have invaded Earth.
Oh, what?
Sure.
How do we know if they're among us? Because they're shape.
Very good. Thanks for getting on board this paid bit.
A what?
It's not a paid bit.
Oh.
The Invasion of the Super Skrulls is an episode of the Fantastic Four from the 60s. What year was it? I don't
67,
remember.
67, I reckon?
Good, because I didn't
I think it's 67. Remember.
There was an animated series. It's not still running for the Fantastic Four from that era.
7,000 episodes.
And it's, you know, it's pretty basic in tone and characterization and animation. And, and it also says in the intro title song, they say Invisible Girl instead of Invisible Woman, which is weird because Reed Richards and her are married and she is a woman. If he married a girl, he should be in jail.
He should be in jail.
Yeah.
But he just stretch his way out of the bars, you know what I mean?
He would.
Yeah. They're like, we want to put him in jail for what he's done.
Yeah.
But we can't, you know?
What if you put him in a concrete box and put him at the bottom of the ocean?
How tightly is the concrete box?
It's not that tight.
Then he'd get out.
Yeah.
Anyway, the opening sequence, it's like, they're the Fantastic Four. They're fantastic. Watch out, villains, for these Fantastic Four people.
Four of them.
Fantastic. And they fight a weird miscolored Galactus.
Yeah.
And a giant Doctor Doom.
Yeah.
And some, like, gigantic knights in armor that are clattering at him with like little halberds and little bloody jousting sticks and whatever.
Do you wish you'd have seen that in this episode?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why is Doctor Doom so big? Are they small? I think they might be small.
We don't know. Well, one of them's only a girl, I'd imagine.
Yeah, well, she's quite small, isn't she? I reckon in that, like, we can only imagine, because all other copies have been destroyed except for this one episode.
Yeah.
We can only imagine what I reckon Doctor Doom shrunk him.
No, you're probably
But then
right.
Why is Galactus so teeny tiny?
Well, he can change size also, can't he?
I guess so, yeah. But he can't change colour. Why is he green in this?
It's probably a weird colouring thing from that era.
Yeah, probably.
They ran out of green or something.
Yeah, so they just did blue or whatever.
Yeah, the person who was supposed to do the green was smoked 500 cigarettes a day and died on the day he was supposed to do it. So they get the blue guy.
Get the blue guy instead.
Uh-huh. So it starts with some Skrulls. One of them's called Muscle Corf. Or Muscle Croft.
I didn't catch your name.
Tell.
All right.
They say it like four times and I felt like it was different
muscle
every time.
Muscle Croft. Okay, is he the king of the... Is he the emperor of the Skrulls?
I think he's the king. One of them's the king and the other one's
one
Muscle
Croft. One of them's his minion. There's the Skrull king and the Skrull minion. And it starts off, they're on the Skrull planet, which I believe is called Skrullos, but maybe it isn't. Don't correct me if it's not.
Skrullos.
See, it could be a joke, but I think it's actually called Skrullos.
Right.
Anyway... I'm assuming they're on the planet Skrullos, and they're just watching the Fantastic Four on a screen.
Yes.
The Fantastic Four are just standing somewhere.
Yeah, they really
are.
And
they're like, we're going to send a deadly raid and destroy the Fantastic Four. Let's do it now. We'll watch them on the television, and they push the button. And they're like, oh no, there's an invisible force field that's bending back our rays. We can't kill the Fantastic Four.
The invisible girl did it.
Yeah.
But she barely moves, and they don't react.
Nobody reacts, is that?
Yeah, it's so strange. And then when they actually cut to them later on Earth, they're not talking about...
They're not like, hey, remember that? Remember we felt that weird ray on us? Remember that?
Yeah.
Do you remember?
I don't know what that bit was.
Yeah.
But that's when they reveal their new great weapon.
Mm.
something that is actually... We've seen it in comics since. It's a pretty significant foe.
Yeah, for sure. Uh-huh. The Super Skrull.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I mean, he arrives as dramatically as you might imagine the Super Skrull would. The scientist pushes a button on the wall and the section of the wall opens and a little wooden gangplank sort of like drips out.
Yep.
And then he arrives on the gangplank. He's just been sitting in a wall for a while,
that's
I guess.
Right, yeah. And Musclecroft.
Yes.
Is like, what's so good about this guy? And he's like, well, he's got... Well, check out these powers. Watch this. See how far he can stretch.
This is my favorite moment.
It's the best.
Because he's like, well, the whole thing, this whole extended, too far extended sequence. First of all, he's like, watch him stretch a million miles and go into the ocean and get a fish. And he goes in the ocean and he comes gets the fish and he comes back and then he stretches his arm out and he gives the king a fish.
That also implies that, like, he caught a fish with his bare hands. That's pretty good.
And also, what if he went in there and he's like, there's no fish, boss. There's just no fish. I mean, I'm stretchy, but I also can't see underwater.
You got
so
one of those TVs that could look anywhere that could
maybe
have
you
seen
could find me
went.
A fish. Give me a fishing rod or something. I mean, they're slippery. I mean, I'm stretchy, but I'm not. It's a slippery fish. I couldn't get a fish anyway. I'm sorry.
Luckily, Musseldorf is impressed though. He's like, oh shit, this guy's incredible. And then he shows him more of his powers. He lifts an 100-ton cosmic generator that powers the planet.
Yep.
And I'm thinking, don't pick that up. Like, that's powering the planet.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Leave it.
Yeah.
It's probably got wires connected to it.
Yeah. Just we cut to the hospital and the Skrull doctors are like, everybody's life support switched off. I don't know what's happening. This is bad. I don't know.
He's also got fire powers, obviously.
And then here's my favorite part of it.
Yeah.
He goes, where's the Skrull gone? He's gone. He's gone from here. Is it run away or something? I don't understand. Your Skrull's no good. Where's he gone? And I'm like, you haven't twigged at this point? He's got the powers of the Fantastic Four.
You idiot.
He's turned invisible because it's the Invisible Woman's power set.
Got the powers, yeah.
He's in one and you an idiot?
He's an idiot.
Your planet deserves to be destroyed or whatever's happening.
Whatever
here.
Happens in this, yeah. So the Super Skrull promises to go to Earth so that the Emperor can rule Earth because he wants it for whatever reasons. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Fishing, presumably, because that impresses him. The Fantastic Four are in a department store and Mrs. Fantastic, the girl, says...
I just love fashion.
She just loves fashion.
That's her opening line.
And Reed's like, well, you can body stand here, mate, but I'm going to go check out the books.
Because I'm smart and you're dumb. Why'd they get married?
He's also holding a pipe.
He is holding... Because that's the golden era. You can just smoke indoors. I don't know that you can smoke a pipe indoors. But I mean, like, because in the comic books currently, you Reed Richards is the smartest man in the world, potentially. Yeah. But Sue Storm is also, you know, very... She's way up there. She's also incredibly smart.
But not a prick like him.
Exactly. But, like, I guess in the 60s, she was just an idiot.
Yeah, I think
Was she just arm candy for Reed Richards?
I guess so, yeah. Well, she doesn't do much until she does the most important thing.
Yeah.
They kind of stand her back for a lot of this.
She could have stopped a lot of this really early on.
She could have just snuck in and snapped his neck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Johnny says something on the lines of, it must be a gas to work at this store.
Because of chicks. There's so many chicks.
I thought he was going to say, like, because of all the great, wonderful items on sale. No. But he's like, chicks, baby, that's what I love.
Yeah.
Classic Johnny Storm.
I'll harass whoever I want.
I love it.
It's the era for it, baby. Hey, toots.
The thing's also being a prick. He's like, you got a bowling ball big enough for me? And they're like, yeah, we've got one. And then he's like, crush. And he crutches a bowling ball. Don't do that.
Are you going to pay for that?
What are you doing?
Yeah.
The guy was helping you.
He was trying his hardest.
It's not his fault that you can crush like 20 ton. They don't have that. Yeah. They don't have a bowling ball for that. Get Reed Richards to make one out of
make
a compressed
a
diamond
ball.
Or some shit.
Also... Here's the thing about a bowling balls have holes in them, so you can put because your hands are too small to hold a bowling ball. The thing could just hold a bowling ball.
That's true.
Like it's a tennis ball. You just throw it. It's irrelevant to him if it's got little holes in it.
Yeah.
Just fill the holes in.
I agree.
Yeah.
Anyway, cut to Times Square. An alien spaceship has landed.
Yep.
It is the Super Skrull himself. He decides to plant the Imperial flag Skrull.
This is my favorite bit.
It's just a red flag, first of all.
First of all, it's a red flag.
This whole thing's a bloody red flag, if you ask me.
I believe it is. Anyway, but he gets his little flag, even though he's got the strength of the thing, allegedly. He just sort of taps it into the ground and it doesn't go in.
He's like, what is this?
And some rando in the crowd's like, it's made of cement, you idiot!
You fucking muppet! So he...
And he's like, no matter!
So he uses Johnny Storm's firepower to drill a hole.
Yeah.
But we don't see him put the flag in at any point.
At one point it cuts to a news report of this guy.
Yep.
And he's just standing around.
Yeah.
Flag's gone. Flag's gone.
What's he up to?
What's this guy up to?
I don't know.
What's this guy up to? What's he doing?
I wrote this quote down. This is what Mr. Fantastic says when he turns up. Mm-hmm. So there you are, whoever you are.
Nice.
Good.
Yes.
There's some punching. Yep. Reed's going to punch him, but the guy grabs a dome from a neighboring building and Reed hits that. And he's like, my arm, it's numb.
Mm.
He immediately is down on his knees. He's out for the count.
This show is great for if you didn't quite know what was happening. From a visual standpoint, the characters will tell you everything they're doing and thinking and what they're going to do. So don't even worry about
it. Don't even worry about
it. It's cartoons for dummies.
That's right.
Don't even worry. We got this.
Luckily, the thing busts in and with his brute strength, they have a bit of a punch on. But the guy has a greater strength than the thing.
Yes.
He can lift 100 ton. He can lift a generator that you shouldn't lift, mm-hmm. as we saw.
That's right.
And then he goes, the thing, I'm going to stop you. And the way I'm going to do that is I choose to become a battering ram.
Yes.
And his head turns into a ram's head.
Yes.
And he battering rams him off the building.
Yeah.
And the thing catches the spire on top of a different building.
Is it the Empire State Building?
Sure. I mean, I don't know what anything's supposed to look like in this cartoon. Let's say that it is.
Uh-huh.
So this is the point where the Skrull starts using different powers against the Fantastic Four than the powers that they have. Like, he's not just using the flame powers on Johnny Storm.
Although he does that.
He gets him a
bloody ripper.
I thought they wouldn't do it.
Me too.
So kudos for thinking outside the box is what I'm saying.
Right.
Yeah,
right. But also, you can't use the Human Torch's flame against him.
No.
It doesn't work. He's invulnerable to
flame.
Well,
he does, though, and it does work.
No, but it does work. But I'm saying, technically, it's almost like this wasn't particularly accurate to the original comic books.
Yeah,
you can't have the Human Torch with the fire. It doesn't work.
That's true.
You'd be like, nah.
But Johnny hits him with some fire, though. The thing throws the spire of what may or may not be the Empire State Building.
Uh-huh.
And then an arrow hits them, but they're like, where did that flame arrow come from?
Mm-hmm.
This guy has three of our powers.
Yes, that's right.
But that's it would seem.
I mean, of the three of us three amazing superheroes and adventurers, he's used all our powers, and now he's gone.
He's invisible, but he's not really invisible because
he's holding a flaming
bow. He's holding a flaming bow on top of a building.
One of the Invisible Woman's powers is she can create invulnerable force fields.
Yes.
Just do that.
Do that.
Just put it around their heads and they'll all die.
Yep, exactly.
Put it around their heads and they'll suffocate.
I love this bit, though, where the Super Skrull explains. He's like, don't you see that I have all of your powers? We know. They probably know, too. They know now.
They know
now,
certainly.
But they definitely know at this point, and everybody watching knows. So they decide to run home to the Baxter building.
Cowards.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Waiting for an attack. The thing's looking out there with a little telescope.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure Reed would probably have some motion sensor shit set up, but I guess not. Just get the thing on a little telescope. Just looking out one side of the building. You'll probably see this.
Probably come from the left.
You'll probably see this invisible man approaching.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Reed's working on a plan, and this is Sue's chance to shine.
Here we
because
go.
What they need to do is get someone invisible, but who, to sneak up. To sneak up.
Yep. Uh-huh.
And
what about a man? What about the thing in a sheet? Just cover him in a sheet and he could walk up slowly.
No, but he couldn't see out of the sheet.
Cut holes in the sheet.
That's good.
Thank you.
Why didn't they do that?
Yeah, right?
It makes a lot more sense.
I mean, the three of them. He's...
Of the three Fantastic Four.
Then he's obviously the most capable, you know?
I agree.
Yeah.
But it turns out that the Super Skrull is getting his powers from back on the planet of Skrullios.
Skrullos. Yes. I'm going to look that up.
They're beaming the powers to him. So this, if they get this receiver on him, it will jam the powers.
Yes.
Yeah. So there you go.
How are they going to get it on him, though, you know?
That's a good question.
I mean, Reed Richards could stretch over there and put it on him.
Mm.
Human Torch could fly over there and get it on him.
Yep.
The thing could jump
sheet
on him and jump over and then put it on him. And that's all.
That's all the things
probably
you could
see
do.
He'd probably see all that coming. So, I mean, they're stumped, aren't they?
Anyway, they need to get him to a secluded spot. Crater Island, it's called.
Uh-huh.
So Reed sends out his public address system, which is a box with a megaphone on it.
It's a flying box. He's a genius.
Yeah.
It's not just a box. He doesn't mail it out.
which yells instructions at the Super Skrull to visit this place. And he's like, yeah, all right, I'll do it. I'll meet you at this Crater Island on your Earth world. So anyway, they increase the Skrull's powers from planet Skrullos.
Yeah.
He's just pulling this one lever. He's like, it's at max. This is going to
we'll
be
pull
great.
It further.
You can't. It's at max. It's at max.
All right.
Musseldorf or whatever says do it, and he does it. They can't make a bloody dent in him. The thing's hitting away.
Yeah.
Johnny Storm gets knocked down.
He's shooting his fire at him. That's not working.
It's not working.
The bloody Mr. Fantastic's getting his big old fists going. Yeah. That's not working. And that's it. That's all the Fantastic Four,
you know?
That's
all they can do, unfortunately.
It's all three of the Fantastic Four. That's all their powers.
Luckily, we don't know who. The receiver just appears on this, this Super Skrull.
Yeah.
It's somebody, we don't know who, someone invisible, or maybe the wind caught it.
Wind probably caught it, out of the Fantastic car and just landed
just
on his
landed
back.
Just landed on
yeah.
him. So it blocks his powers. Mm. So he goes to use his Johnny Storm powers, but he can't. And the Skrulls back home, they're furious.
They're ropeable.
Yeah. And Ben beats the shit out of him.
Yep.
And he's like, I'll escape.
I would have loved, yeah, go ahead. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was going to say, he turns into a bird. A blue
That's
bird.
Right.
He flies up and he's like, I'm out of here. But then Reed
Richards catches
like,
him with
I'm
a
catching big... birds, mate.
Yeah. What I would have loved then is just a 10-minute sequence where the Fantastic Four just beat him up. He's powerless on the ground and they just beat him up. They beat him senseless.
Well,
because what else are you going to do? Yeah. He's going to, like he says, he, you know, he just, they put him in jail. He's just going to escape.
It's a good
just
point.
Beat him up.
Just beat him up.
Be like,
a
if
lot.
You come back, we will beat you up again.
But they realize, though, they can't put him in jail because
yes.
they're fairly confident he'll escape.
Yes.
So Reed grabs him. And he's like, spare me. And they're like, oh, what are we going to do? And he's like, I want to live. I can't go back to the Skrull homeworld. They don't like me because I'm bad at this thing that I'm supposed to
sure,
be doing
yeah.
or whatever. Uh-huh. And they're like, I know what we'll do. We'll blot out his memory.
Mm.
And not only that, we'll get him to change into a cow.
Now he's permanently a cow on a deserted island where there's no food or resources. He's going to die on that island and soon.
Yes, that's the end.
Also, a cow, not a bull, just to be clear.
Yes.
But also, if you can blot out his memories, just blot out he's a bad guy.
Yeah.
That would work.
Yep, he could do good.
Yeah.
Yep.
But I mean, Reed Richards wouldn't allow it because his ego wouldn't.
Yeah. You can't have a guy who's got all four powers of the three members of the Fantastic Four.
That's right, yeah.
Whatever's going on here. Look, man, it's not that bad. It's
pretty
of,
bad.
It's kind of funny. I liked it.
It wasn't intentionally funny, though.
No, definitely. No, none of these. I don't think there was an intentional joke in it. But a lot of it was very humorous to me. And I would recommend whatever this show is called in whatever year it came out.
Fantastic Four, 1967. It's also the one before they replaced the Human Torch with Robbie the Robot.
Excellent.
The Skrulls originate from the planet of Skrullos.
Yes.
And were originally a mercantile civilization, primarily interested in free trade.
Nice.
Yeah. Then I guess they went to world domination and beaming lasers to other Skrulls on other planets.
I understand that, yeah.
Yeah, turning into birds
and such. Is
that
where this planet is going? Is that where we're heading?
Yeah, I think so.
Great.
Beaming lasers, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, pretty good, right?
Anyway, this has been Caravan of Garbage. We do this here every Tuesday, but there's also videos here on Sunday and Thursday.
Yes.
And listen up.
Ooh.
There's an extended version of this below if you want to check it out. And hey, there's a video version of this if you want to check it out.
You do two versions of that?
Yes, I do.
And you were cool and casual with both of them. You turned your chair around and you straddled it and you put a cap on backers and you went, hey, cool cats.
Listen up.
There's another. Let me wrap it to you. There's another version of this.
You know what?
On a different format.
It's a special occasion. I'm going to leave both in for the audio version.
Wow.
So then we're going to hear how things play out here. A little peek behind the curtain,
Mason. Incredible.
Yeah. Look, if you've got something to recommend for Caravan of Garbage, it might be a video game, it might be a comic book, it might be a movie,
it might be
a wonderful show from the 60s.
Oh, please. There's got to be some hidden gems from the 60s, because that's an era that's difficult.
Mm.
It's harder than you'd think to track down, because a lot of this animated stuff from that back then just hasn't made it to home video,
that's
you know?
That's right. And what a shame that is.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a podcast called The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. This is it. That's out every Monday. We're definitely doing a Captain Marvel episode.
You know it.
I hope you bloody swing by for that.
Swing by just like Captain Marvel.
That's very good.
You know?
Yeah.
Like swinging on her webs.
I understand
that. Captain Marvel, right?
I like her cape.
Me too.
Anyways, have a good time, everybody.
Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
A goodbye. And God bless.
Oh.
Unless you don't believe in that stuff, then Xenu be with you.
Hey, cool cats.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.